Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 brothers and sisters, a little early schedule right here, We're going to go straight through, but stay tuned. The broadcast, the podcast, more fully will begin. Yes, I will begin at the top. Yes, I. Rastafari. Yes, I.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Remember not to judge a defender for the sound, defender for the music, defender for the positiveness of music.
Well, no man live amongst music. You see, music a godly thing, you know. You see, I live amongst country in a country. I live amongst rich bad people, meet your man in time and say, good morning, Uncle Ness, how you do? God bless you, my son. I live amongst them people, I live amongst people who get up and cuss every day. So me always a Rasta from creation. So Rasta is the whole thing, is not the influence. Rasta the thing, everything, every other thing. We don't know what I go on about the other thing then. Rasta the first.
Forward of the Trinity. triumphantly we all must sing.
Keep the rubber dome spinning. Listen to one, the message is speaking.
Find the wall, you need them back, yeah. Find the wall, you need them back. Chase those places, bump it. Chase those places. Celestia shall be as Mount Sinai, which cannot be removed, but abided forever. As the mountains are round about Ethiopia, highly I, Celestia, is round I now, even forever and ever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of I and I, lest I put forth thy hands and out it with thee. Do good unto I and I, Selassie, that trod in thy way and upright in heart. For them that turn aside unto the crooked ways, Selassie shall dash them forth unto walkers of out it with thee. For thy and I that love Selassie shall live forever and I rise.
አባ ታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግስትህ ትምጣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንን ይቅር በለን እኛም የበደልን ሁሉ ይቅር እንደምንል ወደ ፈተና ማታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለም አሜን እመቤቴ ማርያም ሆይ በመላእክት በቅዱስ ገብርኤል ሰላምታ ሰላም ልሻለሁ በሐሳብሽ ድንግል ነሽ በስጋሽም ድንግል ነሽ ያሸናፊ እግዚአብሔር እናት ሆይ ላንቺ ሰላምታ ይገባል ከሴቶች ሁሉ ተለይተሽ አንቺ የተባረክሽ ነሽ የማኅፀንሽ ፍሬ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የተባረከ ነው ጸጋዬ ተመላሽ ሆይ ደስ ይበልሽ እግዚአብሔር ካንቺ ጋር ነውና ከተወደደው ልጅሽ ከጌታችን ከመድኃኒታችን ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ዘንድ ይቅርታ ለምኝልን ኃጢአታችንን ያስተሰርይልን ዘንድ ለዘላለም አሜን እግዚኦ ማርና ክርስቶስ በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ አሃዱ አምላክ አሜን
Salam tana tena estelin. Salam le ngusa negestu. Salam le gormawi karmawi hali salasi sim. Salam le negiste negistatu digi menin sim. Salam le melke tzedek sim. Salam le ras mekodin. Salam le ngus. እኛም ደግሞ የበሉን ይቅር እንደምን በደላችንም ይቅር በልን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ ወደ ፈተና አታግባን መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይልም ክብርም ምስጋናም ለዘላለም Amen. Rastafari. አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ፣ መንግሥትህ ትምጣ፣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁ በምድር ትሁን። የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ። እኛ የበደሉንን ይቅር እንደምንል በደላችንን ይቅር በልን። ከክፉ አድነን እንጂ ወደ ፈተና አታግባን። መንግሥት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ምስጋናም ለዘላለሙ አሜን። እንግዲህ እናንተ ስንጸልዩ ሰላምተና ጤና ይስጠልኝ። ምስጋና ለንጉሠ ነገሥቱ፣ ምስጋና ለንጉሠ ነገሥቱ፣ ለግርማዊ ለቀድማዊ ኃይለ ሥላሴ። ግርማዊ አባጃን ሆይ ይመስገን፣ አባጃን ሆይ ይመስገን። አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቅደስ፣ መንግሥትህ ትምጣ፣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁ በምድር ትሁን። የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ። እኛ ደግሞ የበደሉንን ይቅር እንደምንል በደላችንን ይቅር በልን። ከክፉ አድነን እንጂ ወደ ፈተና አታግባን። መንግሥት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ምስጋናም ለዘላለሙ አሜን። ራስተፈሪ ሰላም ለንጉሠ ነገሥቱ፣ ሰላም ለባባጃን ሆይ፣ ሰላም ለግርማዊ ቀድማዊ ኃይለ ሥላሴ፣ ሰላም ለንግሥተ ነገሥታት ወለተ ጊዮርጊስ፣ ሰላም ለንግሥተ ኦሜጋ፣ ሰላም ለራስ መኮንን፣ ሰላም ለሳለ ሥላሴ፣ ሰላም ለምኒልክ፣ ሰላም ለዘውድ፣ ሰላም ለታይት፣ ሰላም ለራስ ተፈሪ ሁሉ። አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ፣ መንግሥትህ ትምጣ፣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁ በምድር ትሁን። የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ። በደላችንን ይቅር በልን እኛ በደላችንን ይቅር እንደምንል። ወደ ፈተና አታግባን ከክፉ አድነን እንጂ መንግሥት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ምስጋናም ለዘላለሙ አሜን። ምስጋና ለባባጃን ሆይ፣ ምስጋና ለንጉሥ ነገሥቱ፣ ምስጋና ለራስ ተፈሪ ሁሉ። ምስጋና ምስጋና እንላለን፣ ከፍ 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 እንላለን ለባባጃን ሆይ ንጉሠ ንጉሣችን። ጤና ይስጥልኝ እግዚአብሔር ይመስገን። ጤና ይስጥልኝ። እንግዲህ እናንተስ እንዴት ጸልዩ? በሰማያት የምትኖር አባባጃን ሆይ፣ አባባጃን ሆይ የምትኖር በጽዮን አሜን።
Earth, as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us of all trespasses. We forgive all those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever and ever. Selah. Excellent is thy name, O Jah, in all the earth. መንግስት ተምጣ ፈቃድ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን። የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ለዛሬ። በደላችንን ይቅር በለን እኛም የበደልን ሁሉ ይቅር እንደምንል። ወደ ፈተናም አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል፣ ክብር፣ ምስጋና ለዘላለሙ አሜን። እመቤቴ ማርያም ሆይ በመላእክት በቅዱስ ገብርኤል ሰላምታ ሰላም እንልሻለሁ። በሐሳብሽ ድንግል ነሽ፣ በስጋሽም ድንግል ነሽ። የአሸናፊ እግዚአብሔር እናት ሆይ ለአንቺ ሰላምታ ይገባል። ከሴቶች ሁሉ ተለይተሽ አንቺ የተባረክሽ ነሽ። የማኅፀንሽን ፍሬ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የተባረከ ነው። ጸጋ የተመላሽ ሆይ ደስ ይበልሽ፣ እግዚአብሔር ከአንቺ ጋር ነውና ከተወደደው ልጅሽ ከጌታችን ከመድኃኒታችን ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ዘንድ ይቅርታ ለምኝ ዘንድ ኃጢአታችንን ያስተሰርይልን ዘንድ ለዘለዓለሙ አሜን። እግዚኦ ማርና ክርስቶስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ አሃዱ አምላክ አሜን። Rising all the youth
them say Isis, Wingai Isis, Congo Isis, rising all the youth. The doctors them say Isis, Wingai Isis, Congo Isis, last year. Rising all the youth, the Rasta man say Isis, Mingai Isis, Congo Isis. Everywhere you go, the Rasta man say Isis, Mingai Isis, Congo Isis.
Senyo iska arb baluta kenoch zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday.
Salam Lanchi Hun Inatachin Kavrit Beta Christian Gidda Gidaochish Bepazion Inqu Yetagetunacho Salam Lanchi Hun Inatachin Kavrit Beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora, or Livnekora, or Livnekora, or Livnekora, or Livnekora, or Livnekora, or Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever. Guide.
Selassie has survived crises few modern leaders experience. The brutal conquest of his country was the most painful. When he appealed for help to the League of Nations, he spoke not only for Ethiopia, but for the integrity of all small nations. The world turned its back and drifted into a Second World War.
Me in a get high. Good as a youth, you want to be disrespect. Slow the evil with the good eye. Never bust a sweat. If you reach a Zion, you want to take a bet. Me done fuck already, everything done, they said. Oh, I am on my way to Zion. They leading them bitches back, young. I'm seeking the conquering lion.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, 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 forever.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Kora. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Beir Elohenu Har Kocho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yarkete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. כי הנה המלאכים נועדו, עברו יחדיו. הם ראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכליך. כשמך אלוהים כן תהילתך על כתבי ארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שובו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה, שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות. מזמור נון אלף למנצח מזמור לדוד. בבוא אליו נתן הנביא כאשר בא אל בת שבע. אל בת שבע, 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 אל בת שבע.
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, thy loving kindness, thy loving kindness, thy loving
kindness. Honeni Elohim kechasdecha,
kechasdecha, kechasdecha, kechasdecha, kechasdecha, kechasdecha.
According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions, my transgressions, my transgressions, my transgressions, my transgressions.
Kerov rachamecha mechefeshai,
mechefeshai, mechefeshai,
mechefeshai,
mechefeshai, mechefeshai.
Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, my lips, my lips, my lips.
Adonai Shefatai Tiftach, תפתח, 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 תפתח,
And my mouth shall show forth thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise.
Ufi yagit tehillatecha,
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 tehillatecha.
For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar, 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 upon thine altar. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Long Rastafari. A nice darling. Forward to Psalm 51. Long Rastafari. A nice darling. Forward to Psalm 51. Today's Psalm, Psalm 51, which reads in the subscription to the chief musician, a Psalm of David. When Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone in to Bathsheba. This psalm, this mezmur, must ever be in its successive steps the mold of the experience of a sinning saint who comes back, who returns, who actually turns around from being backward and comes forward to Jah, to full communion and service. The steps that are outlined in Psalm 51, which is the Hebrew psalm of repentance. When you hear one speak of the, let us pray, the prayer of repentance. Truly, Psalm 51 is such a prayer. And this is the penitent cry, the penitent psalm, the repentant psalm of David HaMelech, of David the king. Yet, this mezmur, this testimony, must ever be in its successive steps the mold, the pattern of the experience of a kedus, of a set-apart one, a saint who is found falling short, committing ugri, chatiyat, a sinning saint who comes back to full communion, who comes forward again to common union and service. What are these steps? What are the true steps of the penitent? What are the true steps outlined in the Hebrew prayer of repentance in this psalm, Psalm 51? Well, these steps are one. That chatiyat, that sin, that falling short, that ukri, thoroughly is judged before HaElohim. We find this in verses 1 to 6. The second step is that forgiveness and cleansing through the blood. There is forgiveness and there is cleansing through the blood, through the Dema Yesus, through the blood of Yeshua, through the liberty, through the life of the King of Kings Christ. We find this brought forward in verse 7. The third step is cleansing. Also in verse 7, we have cleansing. Verses 7 to verse 10. It's very important to note that within the Brit Chadash, in the new covenant, the renewed covenant, we have the words, that is the words of Yeshua, is the word of Jah that cleanses us, that cleanses our soul, that cleanses our psychology if we receive. Now, John chapter 13, verses 4 to 10, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, as well as 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, they give full substantiation to this fact of repentance, to this fact of cleansing. The fourth step that this 51st Psalm, the Hebrew prayer of repentance, David's penitent cry, the fourth step is spirit filling, the filling of the spirit, the iron, spirit filled for joy and power. We find this substantiated in verses 11 and 12 of this 51st Psalm. Spirit-filled, being filled with iron, the ruach, being filled with the menfes for joy and power. The fifth step of the Hebrew prayer of repentance, Psalm 51, is service. Is service. We find this brought forward in verse 13. Service. The sixth step is worship. Is worship. Right? We find this brought forward in Psalm 51, verses 14 to verse 17. This sixth step, this sixth successive step of the experience of the repentant in returning to full communion, common union, and service with the King of Kings Christ and the community of the Kedushan. The sixth step is worship, verses 14 to verse 17. The seventh step is the restored, the renewed Kedush, the renewed saint. In fellowship with Ha-Elohim, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, with the true power, with Jah, not about self. This restored saint and fellowship with Jah is not about self, but about the blessing, the baraka, the baraket of Sion, of Zion. Personally, it was David's pathway. It was David's pathway to restored communion. After his chatiyat, after his sin, after his falling short, after his fuckery, his folly with Bathsheba, with Bathsheba, dispensationally, speaking of the dispensations, it will be the pathway, and it has become the pathway of returning Israel, of the Beta Israel, the once lost, now found black and brown. Returning Israel, as we have in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 1 to 10, also brings forward this point of this psalm and the steps that are enumerated and revealed in it being the pathway of the returning Beta Israel. Now, it's important to note also some of the key features that we have in this psalm that also bring out the principle, right? The first principles right, the first principles of the faith. We have hyssop. Hyssop is mentioned in this psalm. What was hyssop? Hyssop was a little shrub. It's an herb, a little shrub, in 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 33, with which the blood and the water of purification were applied according to Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 14, verses 1 to 7, and Numbers. Numbers chapter 14, verses 1 to 19. So we find hyssop. Hyssop being mentioned in verse 7. Purge me, purge I. With hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, wash I. And I shall be whiter than snow. Hyssop, this little herb, the application that we find in the Torah, Leviticus chapter 14, verses 1 to 7, Numbers chapter 14, verses 1 to 19, and the verbal hieroglyph we have here has nothing to do with the false and the anti-human racism of being, well, you're not black anymore in ethnicity, you become white. No. It is speaking according to the tabernacle types. One would be whiter than snow is signifying the cleansing of their soul, the cleansing of their light, that the light within them will be pure, right? Will be a pure light because of that cleansing from all the hat, the hat-yat, all the obstruction of hat-yat and sin. Falling short, missing the mark. Now the cleansing that is mentioned in scripture, we need to touch on cleansing because this psalm, Psalm 51, today's psalm, the repentance psalm, the Hebrew prayer of repentance also brings forward cleansing, cleansing in the scripture, cleansing according to the Bible, according to the glory of His Majesty. Father and King. So the cleansing in Scripture is twofold. The cleansing spoken of in the Bible, in the Holy Scriptures, is of a twofold. The two truths and the twofold nature of cleansing. One, of a chatiatenya, of a sinner, of a misser of the mark, one who falls short from fulfilling the will of he who be who he be, of a sinner from the guilt of chatiat, the guilt of sin. Guiltiness rest on them conscience, but guiltiness also rest on our consciousnesses until we are cleansed. So a chatiatenya, a sinner, right, needs to be cleansed from the guilt and the guiltiness of chatiat, the guiltiness of sin. The blood aspect. This is where the blood aspect found in verse 7 of Psalm 51 is brought forward. The blood and the hyssop, the connection of the blood and the hyssop, properly and rightly divided out of Scripture, is referred to Leviticus chapter 14, verses 1 and 7, and Numbers chapter 14, verses 1 and 19. So David, here in his penitent cry, in his prayer of repentance, is thinking of the only cleansing, which is truly cleansing, and he is speaking in the language of Jalor, in the language of Torah. So the cleansing in the scripture being of twofold and based on Torah is brought out in the first aspect of a sinner, a faller shorter, one who falls short, an uckery, right? Folly. When we say fuckery, it's not to be profane or to curse in that sense, but sin, chatiat itself, is a curse, is a falling short. This is why the proper word in this dispensation to really bring out the wickedness, the fallingness, the cruddiness, the ugliness of what sin biblically is fuckery, folly, right? Because the Torah is I and I mother. So who is the original mother Akka? So let's go forward. The cleansing. Let's get to the cleansing. The cleansing. So that I and I can be clean, can be free. So the first cleansing, the first aspect of cleansing is of the Hatiatenya, the sinner, the faller short, one who has the Akka. Right, from the guilt, the guiltiness of that missing the mark, of that falling short, of that sin, of that hatat, hatiat. And this is through the blood and the connection with the herb or hyssop. Hyssop, that little shrub found in 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 33, with which the blood and the water of purification were applied according to the Torah. Now the second aspect, right, of cleansing found in the scripture is of a saint, a kedus, one who is called out, one who set apart, like I and I, Rastafari, like true Christian people, of a saint from the defilement of Khatiyat, the defilement of sin, the defilement of Akari. Thus we have the water aspect, where he says, wash me, the wash me. The wash me aspect and the water aspect. Under grace, the Hatiatenya, the sinner, is purged by blood when he amens, when he or she amens, when they admit, when they credit, when they accept as truth that word that they heard. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of HaElohim, the power, by the word of HaMoshiach, by the word of the King of Kings, Christ. So under grace, the Hatiatenya is purged by way of the blood, even the blood of HaMoshiach, the blood of the Messiah, the blood of Christ, which is, according to the verbal hieroglyph of the Hebrew, the life, the liberty of Christ. Matthew chapter 26, verse 28, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12, and Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14, bring forward this point that under grace and in grace, the Hatiatenya, the sinner, is purged by the blood, by the life, the liberty, when he or she amens, when they admit, when they accept as true, when they credit. Both aspects of cleansing, by blood and by water, are brought out in the gospel, in the good news, in John's gospel, John chapter 13 and 10, and in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 and 26. Quote, he that is bathed need not save to wash his feet. He that is bathed only needs, after a day of trotting and going about and returning, to wash his feet. He that is bathed needeth not save to wash his feet. He that is bathed only needs to wash his feet. Christ, Messiah, Moshiach, loved the church and gave himself for it. He gave himself for her, meaning the redemption by blood, thus pointing to the hyssop, and the bath, or the bathing, the being immersed, that he might sanctify and cleanse it and cleanse her, the church, with the washing of water by the word, that he might sanctify, make set apart, make holy, kedus, sanctify, and cleanse it, cleanse her, cleanse the church, as the Chatiatenya in the prayer of repentance is seeking for her or she, his soul, his suke, his psyche, his nefesh, his soul, our soul, she, her, to be cleansed as well with the washing of water by the word. This answers to the wash me, to the wash me that is found in verse 7. So thus, Psalm 51, the penitent's cry, the Hebrew prayer of repentance of Dawid HaMelech, of David the king, to the chief musician, a psalm of Dawid, when Natan HaNabiyah, Nathan the prophet, came to him after he had gone in to Bat Sheba, to Bath Sheba.
Thank you.
Shalom, shalom, Habarim. Here, here, here. The Rastafari Monday podcast right here. We began a little bit earlier, you know, just the scheduling right here at 10. So that means calling, calling, calling before the midnight hour. We have like 26 or so minutes just for ones and ones in the live stream to hear the fuller full right here. Here we have Psalm 51 here in the season and listening to the basic kind of intro, Scofield Study Bible, breaking down and bringing out some of the twofold truths of the Hebrew. And then now we're going over these Psalms and also the Torah reading and feedings. We're noticing both the natural aspect, you know, like blood, for example, the blood. There's a natural aspect of blood. And there's also the, when we say spiritual, not to spook it out, but there's also the seen aspect, the aspect we see, the outer aspect, and there's also the inner aspect. There's like the natural aspect, the physical aspect, and also the metaphysical aspect, and how this also links psychologically. You know, it's the psychological, we speak of the soul and she, and we speak of the blood, and then also we speak about even this Torah reading and feeding here in the second book of Torah here in Exodus. The theme of blood is also brought out in redemption by blood, right? And then how is this applied? Because if we look at it from the natural, from the carnal mind, carnally speaking, we fall short of the fullness. But first, beginning from the natural aspects of it, hopefully we'll be able to reason on this a little bit more right here, because in just listening to just the breakdown of the basic application, even in the case of where it mentions white, it should be whiter than snow. And because of counterfeit Christianity, if we hear this today and we've been infected, almost like the snake bite in the wilderness for Israelites, we get infected, we get sick. You know, we don't really get to see it. We see it from a racist perspective. But when we understand the true context, right, it was not speaking of the outer aspect, but it was using the words in the twofold truths. So we have to also pay attention to that, because remember, there was the aspect where Yeshua said to the people, and the disciples also were there, when he says about eating his flesh and drinking his blood. And some of the disciples found it hard to take, hard to bear. And many of them turned around and followed him no more. Many of the disciples that started to follow him. Interesting, that's in John chapter 6, and it's at verse 66. Interesting, this is the whole 666. John chapter 6, verse 66. But yet, if we read and study carefully, he also says to us that, you know, the flesh, it's not about the flesh. It's not about the blood. It's not about the eating and the drinking. So therefore, it's not in the natural sense. Here we get a spiritual, psychological application of these truths. So what does it mean to eat and drink? Naturally, eating and drinking, we should be familiar with that. But what does it mean on the psychological, the spiritual aspect of eating and drinking, to appropriate this? Blood is brought out as signifying life. It says the blood is the life of the living creature, whether animal or man. You know, man being a type of a animal, because the word for animal in the Hebrew is chai and chayim, which means that which is living, a living creature. So the blood is the life. So he says to eat, right, the flesh, and the substance is the flesh, and to drink the blood. So there is the spirituality, there is the metaphysics, right, that in the new covenant sense we must apply. As it says in Hebrews, it says that how he has come and has removed that veil. Right, that veil, there's a veil in that sense, right, by a new and a living way. So it is the second of the two truths, not just a natural application of it, but the spiritual, the psychological, and the spiritual application. Anyway, brothers and sisters, just sharing a couple of words right there, because I said, Chan, here we have Psalms that many of the key themes reflect also on the Torah reading and feedings. So to see how the Psalms, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, bring out and help us to zoom in on certain key words and certain key aspects so that we can live it out in a new and a living way. But here for today's daily song, we got 21 minutes. We're going to ride off the Royal Amharic. But first, this right here, the theme of today's daily song, the Hebrew prayer of repentance, Psalm 51.
Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest, when thou judgest, when thou judgest. Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee, to thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altars, 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 upon thine altars.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
You're again. You never left me out.
Yes. That's Jacure right there. You know, and it says, like, cleanse me, cleanse me.
not for the dirt, not which is not for my skin. Cleanse me, not from my skin. You know, in the psalm that's translated, you know, wash me, and I should be whiter than snow, right? But in the true context, right, in the true presence, perception, the face, Jacquire has that right there. You know, where he says to, like, wash me thoroughly, you know what I mean? But not from my skin. Cleanse my soul, talking about what's going on within the skin. Right, cleanse me not from my skin, you know. So wash me, and I should be whiter than snow. Not from my, not my skin, but from my sin, from my akri. Right, speaking of the inner, the iritical, spiritual, psychical nature. Right, so cleanse me not from my skin. Right, my skin is good. God bless me with my skin with the melanin. He bless me with my skin. But what I have done in the skin with my sin, my akri, that's what's to cleanse. Wash me. Wash I. And I should be whiter than snow. Speaking spiritually, iritically, psycho-spiritually. I cleanse me, not from my skin, but from my sin. You know, what I've done in the skin. He blessed me with my skin. I have my skin. I am black, you know, brown, reddish brown. Yes, I, as the earth, as the ground that he has created in his image after his likeness. So this is Adam, the Adama. But cleanse me from my sin. Cleanse I. Why should I should be whiter than snow in my soul from my sin, my ugly, not from my skin. Get it right. Heal up, praise be. His divine majesty and praise be to my brother Jacquire for that tune right there. Yes, I, Rastafari. This is Rash Yadam. This is Yadi. This is Yadi. Yes, I, Yadam. BK, Ben, Kushi. Yes, I, praise be his majesty. God, my Kamal, Haile Selassie, Hakadosh, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem, Veshem Yeshua, HaMashiach.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full of full now.
Nothing in this world remains the same, no. Abomination, using the money as temptation, forcing the people in the ways of wrong. Who shall survive only this
from
wrong?
All of my pain
and all of my grief,
wash me, Jah, and wash me.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashwe, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But we want the next verse with Amarik.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the
مزمور خمسة በቅንፍ 51 ለመዘምራን አለቃ ወደ ቤርሳቤ ከገባ በኋላ ነብዩ ናታን ወደ እርሱ በመጣ ጊዜ የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ እንደ ቸርነትህ መጠን ማረኝ፣ እንደ ምሕረትህም ብዛት መተላለፌን ደምስስ። ከበደሌም ፈጽመህ ጠበኝ፣ ከኃጢአቴም አንጻኝ። እኔ መተላለፌን አውቃለሁና ኃጢአቴም ሁልጊዜ በፊቴ ነውና። አንተም ብቻ በደል በፊትህም ክፋትን አደረ በነገር ትጠድቅ ዘንድ በፍርድህም ንጹሕ ትሆን ዘንድ። እነሆ ባመጣ ተጸነስ እናቴም በኃጢአት ወለደች። እነሆ እውነትን ወደድ የማይታይ ስውር ጥበብን አስታወቅኸኝ። በሂሶፕ ፍርጨኝ እነጻማለሁ፣ እጠበኝ ከበረዶም ይልቅ ነጭ ሆናለሁ። አስቴትንና ደስታን አሰማ፣ የሰበርሃቸውም አጥንቶቼ ደስ ይላቸው። ከኃጢአቴ ፊትህን መልስ፣ በደሌንም ሁሉ ደምስስልኝ። አቤቱ ንጹሕ ልብን ፍጠርልኝ፣ የቀናውንም መንፈስ በውስጤ አድስ። ከፊትህ አትጣለኝ፣ ቅዱስ መንፈስህንም ከኔ ላይ አትውሰድብ። የማዳንህን ደስታ ስጠኝ፣ በሽታ መንፈስም ደግፈኝ። ለሕግ ተላላፎች መንገድህን አስተምራለሁ፣ ኃጢአተኞችም ወደ አንተ ይመለሳሉ። የመድኃኒቴ አምላክ እግዚአብሔር ሆይ ከደም አድነኝ፣ አንደበቴም በአንተ ጽድቅ ትደሰታለች። አቤቱ ከንፈሮቼን ክፈት፣ አፌም ምስጋናህን ያወራል። መሥዋዕትን ብትወድስ ተሰጠሁህ ነበር፣ የሚቃጠለው መስዋዕት ደስ አያሰኝ። የእግዚአብሔር መስዋዕት የተሰበረ መንፈስ ነው። የተሰበረውንና የተዋረደውን ልብ እግዚአብሔር አይንቅም። አቤቱ በውዴታ ጽዮንን አሰማምራት፣ የኢየሩሳሌምንም ቅጥሮች ሥራ። የጽድቁን መስዋዕት መባውንም የሚቃጠለውንም መስዋዕት በወደድክ ጊዜ፣ ያን ጊዜ በመሠዊያህ ላይ ፍሪዳዎችን ይሰዋል።
Calling. Yes, I. We began a little bit earlier here on the Monday podcast right here. Got like 5 minutes going to the grace period right here, coming up the Amharic, the Royal Amharic, the Mitz of Kedus, Haile Selassie, side by side, KJV, then also Midrash, and zooming in on also Hyssop. What's the significance of Hyssop here in Psalm 51, the Hebrew prayer of repentance, but riding up with the Royal Amharic right here, Got like five minutes counting down right here. Calling. Yes, sir.
Calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. One to hear the full of full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. To hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are chosen. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Bring forth the Bible.
Bismillah, Gawela Womenfis Kedus, Sahadu Amlak, Mizmor Hamsa'an. Mizmor Dawit Hamsa'an, Psalm 51, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 51. Lemazemrana leka odeber sabi. Ka geba bechala nebiu natan wode arsu memet agize ye Dawit mezmor. To the chief musician, a psalm, mezmor, a chant, an intonation of David. When Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. Here from the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible of Garmawi, Haile Selassie HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. We have today's daily psalm, Mezmor Dawit Chamsa'an. Mezmor Chamsa'an, Psalm 51. Lemezemrana leka, wadaber sabe, ka gebab chala. Nabiyu Natano would arsubemet agize ye Dawit mezmor. Today's daily psalm. Kutar ad. Abetu in the chernetihim et en mareng. In the mehiretihim abizatimet lalafina demesis. Have mercy upon I, Abitu, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Abitu, in the chernetihim et en mareng, in the mehiretihim abizat, mitlalefena demisis, kuter hulet, verse 2. Kabedele efetz moit eveng, kachat yatem anetz any. Wash I thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse I from my sin, my uckery. Kabedele efetz moit eveng, kachat yatem anetz any. Kuter soas. Ine metlalefen aukal hunna. Chat yatim hulgize befiten hunna. For I acknowledge my transgressions. Ine metlalefen aukal hunna. And my sin, my uckery is ever before me. Chat yatim hulgize befiten hunna. Kuter arat. Verse 4. Anten bicha bedelhu, befitehim kufatin adareghu, benegrehim tis edik zen, befurdehim anitsuhe tahon zen. Against thee, the I only, have I sinned, have I ucked up and done this evil in thy sight, that thou, that the I, mightest be justified when thou, the I, speakest, and be clear when thou, the I, judgest. Antena bicha bedelhu, against thee, the I, against the I only, have I sinned? Have I ucked up their feet to him? Kafatin adareguhu be negarhim ati etzedik zen beferdihim ati nisut hon zen. And done this evil in thy sight, the feet to him, kafatin adareguhu, that thou, the I, mightest be justified when thou speakest, be negarhim atis edik zend, and be clear when thou judgest, be furdihim anitsuh tahon zen, kuter amist. Verse 5. Neho be'ametz'atez enesuhu enatim be'chati'ata waledetchin. Behold, neho, look, see, here it is. Neho be'ametz'atez enesuhu, I was shapen, I was conceived in iniquity be'ametz'ah enatim, and my mother be'chati'ata waledetchin. Waledetchin, and in sin, chatiat, did my mother conceive, bring me forward, and natim bechatiat, waledetchin, kuter sidist, verse 6. And ho, eunetina, wadedi, yamaitai suura, tibedina, satawuk, hang. Behold, look, see, here it is. Neho, thou desirest truth, objective reality in the inward parts. Neho, eu netina waded, 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 I lovest. And in the hidden part, thou, the I, shall make me, make I to know wisdom. Yamai tai suwur tibebin asatawet hang kuter sebat, verse 7. Be hisopa erjeng innet amal hit ereng kabredoma yilik anet ein honalo. Purge I with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash I, wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. I shall be whiter than hail, cleaner than hail. Be he soap erjang,
in it amalo it aving cabredoma yilik necha honalo kutar cement verse 8 Ha setina desitana semanye Yes, Barachua mat intoche desilachual make me to hear joy and gladness. Ha setina desitana semanye Ha setina desitan asemanye Cause I to hear joy and gladness that the bones which thou, the eye, hast broken. Yes, Barachuimat intochi may rejoice. Des yilachual kuter zeteng. Verse 9. Kachat yate yafitehina mels. Bedele nemahulua demisisling. Demisisling. Hide the eye face from I chat yat my uckery and blot out all mine iniquities, my hurts, my wrongdoings. Kachat yate fitehina melis. Bedele nemahulua demisisling. Kutraser. Verse 10. Abetu nitsuha libina fitaralin yek nawinemenfesa bewuste adis create in I a clean heart abetu nitsuha libin fitaralin and renew a right spirit, a right irit within I. Yek and I would nimamenfes that was a adis utrasra and verse 11. Kofi tihe atit aling edu samenfes hinema kene lai atu wased bin. Cast I not away from thy presence, from thy face, thy perception, kafite atit aleng, and take not thy Holy Spirit, thy Ila Irit, from me, from I. Kedusa menfesinima kanilai atu sedbin kutrasara hulet. Verse 12. Ye madanihina desta siteng be ishta menfesima de gafeng. Restore to I the joy of thy salvation. Ye madanihin desta siteng. Give to I the joy of thy salvation. Ye madanihin desta siteng. Give to I the happiness of thy salvation, thy preservation, and uphold I with thy free spirit. Be'ishita menfesim degfeng kutrasara sost. Verse 13. Lehigat lalafocha men gedehinna Asatemra luchat yatenyochima wode ante yimelesalu. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways. Lehiga telalafoch mengedihin astemralu. And sinners and akers chat atenyochim shall be converted to thee, to the I. Wode ante yimelesalu return to the I. Kutar asara. Arat, verse 14. Yemet chanite amlak gziavihoi kadema adeneng andevetema beantes idika tidestalich. Deliver I from blood guiltiness. Abetu, thou source of my salvation, sustainer of my salvation. Ye medchanite amlak, the source of my salvation. Egziavi herhoi, O sustainer, O good, O generous, open-handed, our Father. Kadem adeneng. from blood, save I from blood. Ande betem beante zidik to the sitalich. And my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness, and my style of speech shall sing aloud of thy salvation. Ande betem beante zidik to the sitalich. Kutarasara amist. Verse 15, Avetu kena ferochena kafet afim niskanahena yawaral. Avetu, O Lord, open thou my lips. Ken ferochena kafet. Open kenferuchin kafet, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise. Afim Miskanahin Yawaral, and my mouth shall news forth the eyes Miskana, the eyes, the eyes thanks and praises. Kutarasara Siddist, verse 16. Meswa itina bita wadisa beset hua neber yemik at alawima meswa ita desa yasenyhim. For thou, the eye desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not, takest not happiness in burnt offerings. Meswa itina bitawadisa beset ahuhudneber yemik ataluima meswa ita desa yasenyhim kutarasara sabat. Verse 17. Yete sabara wunna, yete warda wunna libek gaziavi her ayinkim. The sacrifices of Egziavir Stenai, broken spirit, Egziavir Meswa Ita, Yetesebre Menfesno, a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, Yetesebrewina, Yetawarduina, live, Ade to thou, Lord, Egziavir Ayin Kim, Ayin Kim. Aiden will not despise, a stainer will not despise a broken and a contrite heart. Kutarasara cement, verse 18. Abirtu bewuditahas yoninasa asa mamrat. Ye Jerusalem nimak rochasara. Do good in thy good pleasure to Sion, to Zion, Avetu, Bewudeta, Sionina, Semamrat, build thou the eyes, the walls of Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, Ye Jerusalem, Nima, Kitzroch, Sera, Kutar, Asra, Zetain. Yes, it kuna meswa ita mebawinim yemik atalawinim meswa ita be wadadih gize yan gize be mesawiyah laya fridawochina yiswalu. Then shall thou, the eye, be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Yes, it kuna meswa ita mebawinima yemik atalawinima meswa ita bewededih gize yan gize bemesawiyah life ridawochina yisawalu.
መዝሙር 50 በቅንፍ 51 ለመዘምራን አለቃ ወደ ቤርሳቤህ ከገባ በኋላ ነብዩ ናታን ወደ እርሱ በመጣ ጊዜ የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ እንደ ቸርነትህ መጠን ማረኝ፣ እንደ ምሕረትህም ብዛት መተላለፌን ደምስስ። ከበደሌም ፈጽመህ ጠበኝ፣ ከኃጢአቴም አንጻኝ። እኔ መተላለፌን አውቃለሁና ኃጢአቴም ሁልጊዜ በፊቴ ነውና
አንተም ብቻ በደል በፊትህም ክፋትን አደረ በነገር ትጠድቅ ዘንድ በፍርድህም ንጹህ ትሆን ዘንድ እነሆ ባመጣ ተጠነሱ እናቴም በኃጢአት ወለደች እነሆ እውነትን ወደድህ የማይታይ ስውር ጥበብን አስታወቅህ በሂሶፕ ፍርጨኝ እነጣም አለሁ እጠበኝ ከበረዶም ይልቅ ነጭ ሆናል አሴትንና ደስታን አሰማኝ የሰበርሃቸውም አጥንቶቼ ደስ ይላቸው ከኃጢአቴ ፊትህን መልስ በደሌንም ሁሉ ደምስስልኝ አቤቱ ንጹህ ልብን ፍጠርልኝ የቀናውንም መንፈስ በውስጤ አድስ ከፊትህ አትጣለኝ ቅዱስ መንፈስህንም ከኔ ላይ አትውሰድ የማዳንህን ደስታ ስጠኝ በሽታ መንፈስም ደግፈኝ ለሕግ ተላላፎች መንገድህን አስተምራለሁ ኃጢአተኞችም ወደ አንተ ይመለሳሉ የመድኃኒቴ አምላክ እግዚአብሔር ሆይ ከደም አድነኝ አንደበቴም በአንተ ጽድቅ ትደሰታል አቤቱ ከንፈሮቼን ክፈት አፌም ምስጋናህን ያወራል መሥዋዕትን ብትወድስ በሰጠሁህ ነበር የሚቃጠለው መሥዋዕት ደስ አሰኝ የእግዚአብሔር መሥዋዕት የተሰበረ መንፈስ ነው የተሰበረውንና የተዋረደውን ልብ እግዚአብሔር አይንቅም አቤቱ በውዴታ ጽዮንን አሰማምራ የኢየሩሳሌምንም ቅጥሮች ሥራ የጽድቁን መሥዋዕት መባውንም የሚቃጠለውንም መሥዋዕት በወደድክ ጊዜ ያን ጊዜ በመሠዊያህ ላይ ፍሪዳዎች ይሰዋል
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Rastafari.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
Mizmor nun aleph, mizmor non aleph. La menat iach, mizmor le dawi. Bebo elayo, natan nahan navi. Kasher ba, illa bata shava. Mizmor Nun Ale, Mizmor Non Ale. Laminat Siyah, Mizmor Lidawi. Gabor Elayo, Natan Nahanavi. Kasher Ba, Ilabata Shava. For the leader, a psalm of David. When Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. La menat eyach, mizmor lidawi. For the leader, la menat eyach. For the chief musician, la menat eyach. For the overcomer, mizmor lidawi. A psalm, a mizmor, a chant, an intonation. Lidawi, mizmor lidawi. La menat eyach, mizmor, mizmor lidawi. De bo elayo natana hanaviya. Ka asher ba ilabata shava. When Nathan, natana hanavi, Nathan the prophet. When Nathan the prophet did bo Elio Natana Hanavi, when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone in to Bathsheba, Kaasher Ba Ilbata Shava 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 Shava. Psalm 51, Mizmor Nun Ale, Mizmor Non Ale. Psalm Li, a penitent's cry, hear, 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 give ear, midrash, midrash. A study here on Psalm 51. These words, these first two Hebraic verses, in the Hebrew, these are the first two verses of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun Aleph, Mizmor Non Aleph. These words are to be considered in the light of the verse found in Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Hebraically speaking, death and life are in the hand of the tongue. That is, a man's tongue can bring him to dwell in the Olam Haba, the world to come. For what brought Dawi into the Olam Hava, the world to come? The tongue in his mouth that said, I have sinned, I have ucked up, as is said in 2 Samuel 12 and 13. And Dawi said to Nathan, to Nathan, I have sinned, I have ucked up against Jehovah. Dawi, David was in darkness, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, kindled light for him. As David said in Psalm 18, verse 29, Thou dost kindle my lamp. Again, the verse found in Psalm 112 and 4, In the darkness, shine a light because of upright deeds. Means that David said to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, I beg thee, look back upon the uprightness of this Ben Yisrael, this son of Yisrael. Indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Shlomo, Solomon, in 1 Kings 3 and 14, If thou wilt walk in my ways, if thy eye wilt trod in my ways, as thy father, David did walk, as thy father, David did trod, and do not look back upon that hour, that hour when I stumbled before the So too, David said, Hide thy face from my sin. Hide thy face from my uckery.
hasatir faneka meyachitai. In today's Psalm, Psalm 51, Hebraically verse 11, Psalm 51 and 11. As soon as Nathan said to David, Yahuwah Jehovah also have put away thy sin, thy uggery, in 2 Samuel 12, 13. David via ad composed this psalm, this mizmor, this chant, this intonation. To him who lets himself be won over, la menat eyach, to the overcomer, la menat eyach. To him who lets, who allows himself to be won over, Mizmor LeDavid, a psalm of David, Bevor Elayo, Natan Nahanabi. When Nathan the prophet came to him, Kasher Ba El Bata Shava, after he had gone in to Bathsheba, after he had gone in, Il Bata Shava, have mercy upon me, upon I, O Elohim, according to thy loving kindness. Be gracious to I, O Elohim, according to thy mercy. Chanen Elohim. Kachasedeka Chaneni Elohim Kachasedeka. With whom may David, with whom may David be compared? With a man who had a wound on his hand, Liyado, and came to a physician. The physician said, quote, thou canst not have treatment. The wound is large, but the money in Yadeka, in the I hand, is little. The man said, quote, I beg thee, I beg the I, take all the money that I have here. And as for the rest, let it come from thee, from the I. Have mercy upon me. Have compassion upon me. So too David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have mercy upon me. Chaneni, chaneni Elohim, oh Elohim, according to thy loving kindness. Chasedeka, thou art compassionate. And according to the multitude of thy compassions, blot out my transgression. Karov rachemeka mecheya fishai. According to the multitude of thy compassion, karov rachemeka, blot out mecheya. Mechei, blot out, mechei, fish I, all my transgressions. Now, the eye has already shown I much mercy, enough mercy. David also said, make passing great thy mercies, O thou that savest them that take refuge in thee, the I, in Psalm 17 and 7. Healing comes from thee, from the I. Because the wound is large, lay on a large poultice for me, for I. As is said in today's daily psalm, Hebraically, Psalm 51, verse 4, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity. Wash I thoroughly from mine iniquity. Karbe, karbesteni, me'on,
me evoni harbe kabsin me evoni. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, me evoni. Hence you learn that every man who commits a transgression is as unclean as though he had touched a dead body, and must be purified with hyssop. So too David said, David said in Psalm 51 verse 9, Hebraically, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Te chateini, re ezov, we etahar, purge I with hyssop. Te chateini, re ezov, and I shall be clean with etahar, retahar, etahar, and I shall be clean. Did David actually fall into uncleanness? No, but into an iniquity whereby nafsho, his soul, his psyche, was wounded to mavet, to molt, to death. Thus, also in another mizmor, another psalm, he said, my heart is wounded to mavet, to mavet, to death, to molt, within me, within I, in Psalm 109 and 22. Hence, here you learn that every man who knows that he has sinned, that he has ucked up, and prays because of his sin, his uckery, and is in fear and reverence because of it, and holds converse about it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Him, HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, forgives. But of every man who sins, who ucks up and then tramples the sin, the uckery underfoot, so as to get it out of his sight, of him HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands requital, and the verse in Psalm 49 and 6, wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, because the iniquity of my heels compasseth me, compasseth I about. It refers to those who would, with their heel, trample their iniquity out of sight. But as the mashal, as the parable tells us, the scorpion who felled the camel merely by stinging him in the heel says, quote, as thou livest, I shall come up to the crown of thy head. Just so, every man who tries to get his iniquity, his antiquity, his moral perversion out of his sight, him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, punishes. But every man who is afraid of it, him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forgives. Hence, here it is said, even in Mizmor Non Aleph Min Aleph, Psalm 51 and 5, I know my transgressions, and my sin, my uckery, is ever before me, is ever in my face, in my before I. Ki fisha'ai ani eda'a we chat'ati anegdi kami. For I know my transgressions. Ki fisha'ai ani Ega'ah. And my sin with Chatati is ever before me, Negadi Tami. For thee, thee only have I sinned, have I upheld, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest. In the next verse, verse 6. Lika levadeka chataeti with hara'a be'aineka asiti lima'ana tiyas edaka be'davraka be'davreka. Against the lika, the only levadeka. Against thee, leka levadeka, chataeti, have I sinned, chataeti, and done this, that which is evil, wihara'a, be'aineka, in the eyes, asiti, lima'an, lima'an, that thou, tis edak, may be justified, tzedak, b'davareka, when the eye speaketh, b'davareka, when the eye speaketh. To whom may Dawid, may David be likened? To a man who broke a limb and came to a physician. The physician marveled and said, quote, how great is thy break? I am much distressed on thy account. The man with the broken limb said, quote, art thou distressed on my account? Was not my limb broken for thy sake? Since the fee is to be thine. Just so, Dawid said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be he. For thee, thee only have I sinned. Lika levadeka chatati. Shouldest thou receive me, then if thou sayest to transgressors, quote, wherefore have ye not repented, end quote. All transgressors will submit to thee, thee, for all of them will behold me, behold I, and I shall surely be a witness that thou shouldest, thou receivest the penitent. Behold I, and I shall surely be a witness that thou receivest the repentant, the penitent. Hence, here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be he, said in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, in Isaiah 55 and 4, behold, I have given him for a witness to the peoples. And Elohim gave as a witness not only me, not only I, David, but called Yisrael, but all Israel, since it is said in Isaiah 43 and 10, ye, y'all, are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, saith Jehovah, and my servant, whom I have chosen.
Here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 51. Just zooming in on the Schofield Study Bible notes. Our point of reference, KJV with the study notes. The study notes are especially useful in the Scofield Study Bible. Highly recommend it for the discipleship of I&I and I&I studies as a stepping stone in I&I understanding and understanding of the true context of the various different subtexts, like a verse. Take a verse, a subtext, a context, say the psalm. Looking at the context and then getting the overstanding or the supertext. So let's zoom in right here because I'd like to share the pistis sophia. Pistis sophia in the Koine Greek would be interpreted as the faith wisdom, the faith wisdom, the faith, the admittance, the credit wisdom, the credit, the word credit, what you credit and what your credit rating is, iritically, is like faith, the faith, and the true hymenos, the true living faith, often translated as, quote, religion, end quote, but the, remember the context. So here we have the pistis sophia, the 13th repentance, and also bringing out more on this 7th verse. This 7th verse in Psalm 51, Mizmor Nun Aleph, Psalm 51, at the 7th verse, it reads, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me," according to the KJV translation, "and I shall be whiter than snow." Now, this has been so twisted up and confused, and yes, if one does not study to shew themselves approved, then they're going to have a adversarial, satanic mind about what this really, really, truly means. This is why the word says to study to shew ourselves approved. So here, let's zoom in. Approve to the true good, the true God, as workmen that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, rightly explaining the scripture, the revealed, the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem. So here, verse 7, verse 7 in the Hebrew is actually verse 9 because there's a superscription. A superscription, which is a small type that's often in the KJV printed before verse 1. But in the Hebrew and in the ancient scripts, it's a part of the psalm. It's a very important part of the psalm. It's the title, the superscription. It gives us the context of all of the subtexts, the verses, so we can come to that overstanding or the supertext. Yes? So here, just to zoom in on this verse right here, Hebraically speaking, and then we're going to ride up with the pistis sophia, a little from that right here, the 13th repentance of pistis sophia, of emuna, chokmah, of faith wisdom. Now, the connection with she and her is also significant since we're speaking about, and Dawid is speaking about the soul here, the psyche, overstanding the true nature of the Trinity in man, the spirit, the soul, and the carbon organic structure called the body or the tabernacle, so to speak. So here, also to let ones and ones know in the live streaming, right, and live streaming, to call in, to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay, you know, while these supplies here and there last. Yes, sir, Rastafari. So 515-602-9761. We have like about three or so minutes before we go into the grace period of this reasonment here for the TJIF. Thank you, Rastafari. It is Friday. So here, let's zoom in on this particular verse and just build a little bit more so we can put it into its proper perspective. Because thousands of years ago, great King David and the Israelites didn't see it from the 400 years white Anglo-Saxon Protestant white supremacy or whitewashing. They didn't see that there. Right? So now going to the text, here it reads in verse 9 of the Hebrew that corresponds with verse 7 in the King James Version. It says, "Tichata'eni b'ezob w'etahar tikabseini u'mishelag albin
Translation, purge me. Basic translation, purge me with hyssop. Te chat a ni be a zo. Now it's interesting, the word for purge, the word for purge right here, which comes from the root, the H2393, is chata. Chata is the very same word for sin, or the word that comes out, the root word for sin. So here the word for purge and the word for sin, Hebraically, according to the Hebrew and also the Royal Amharic and the Gittes, this is a shared root word, chata, which means to miss, to miss the way, to like forfeit, to fall short, to miss the goal or the path or what that which is right or one's duty, and therefore by extension to incur guilt or guiltiness, to incur a penalty, or to forfeit, to lose, to slip, to lose, to fall short, to lack, to be caught lacking. But in the Hebrew sense, because of the sin, the uchery, one's offering is called a sin offering. But the Hebrew sense is, because you fell short, what you are now offering will cancel the falling short. It would almost remove, what you fall short has become a debt, right? And therefore, offering this falling short, or this which causes to miss, it will cause you to miss what you miss. You know, people say, miss me with that. Well, offering the right offering causes you to be missed with that. So the sense here, so the sense right here, purge, where it says, te chata a ni. Miss me. It's almost like miss me. We're saying that Jawah says, purging hitzlop is like, miss me with that, because I fell short, cause that falling short to be missed, to almost like be removed. Te chata a ni be a zo. Be-a-zo. Now, here's interesting, be-a-zo. We looked up in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, a point of reference, and this is why this way of study is very good, to give one's basic Hebrew comprehension, and then ones with the grace can build up fluency. Here we have the name Ezbai. There's a name Ezbai. Ezbai. E-Z-B-A-I. Ezbai. So even the names within the Hebrew and the names in the translation, they also give us powerful hints that we would study. So here in the phrase from Psalm 51, Tichat Eini Be'ezob. So Ezob, what is Hyssop? Hyssop is called Ezob or Ezob. Ezob. Hyssop. It's a plant used for medicinal and religious or spiritual, one can say, purposes. Azo. Some say Hebraically it's of a foreign derivation. So tichat eini be'ezo, we et ahara tichabseini, umi sheleg, and more than sheleg. Sheleg is interesting. Sheleg is snow. Albin. What is albin? It's interesting, the word albin, and we have even the English albino and albany, right? But here it comes from Laban. You remember Laban or Laban? Laban is one of the Hebrew words to be white, in a sense to purify something, or something to grow white in that sense, and also is one of the words that's used for bricks. For bricks, like in ancient Egypt, the white walls, they used white bricks a lot. So that word also, when he was making the bricks, making the white, is interesting reason there that can be had. But the key is the sheleg. Sheleg is snow. Now, snow, think about it, and some of y'all might remember being younger, so forth and so on, you know, like when you were younger and snow would fall, and when it would first fall, it was so clean, right? Remember when snow would first come down, it'd be so clean. But then if you live in the city or other places, traffic and pollution and stuff, and you remember how when snow was on the ground or around for a while, how it started to change color, but then you recall how clean and pure it was, right? Now, there's a deeper meaning to it, too, because if you look at snow, right, and zoom in, right, to the micro, right, to the, pay attention to the details,
snow in its crystalline, is crystalline structure. For example, what's called the Star of David, the two Daleths, the two ancient Hebrew Daleths. Daleths is the letter D, right? That put together would make the what's called the Star of David. That the snowflake, the Hebrew snowflake, is the so-called Star of David. What's called the Star of David is the Hebrew snowflake. And now if you study, you know, sacred geometry and the higher sciences of the creation, you will also see this, the recurring pattern, the snowflake pattern. It occurs in nature. So you have a lot of people out there on some, residue excrement of the times of the Gentiles that try to say, oh, the Star of David is from Saturn and that's the devil and all this crazy stuff, and try to make it out as though it was evil because maybe some evil people use it. I mean, some evil people drink water. Some evil people wear shoes. Some evil people wear jackets and tie. They lay down in bed. Are you going to stop doing all these things because some evil people drink water? You're not going to drink no water? That's foolishness, right? But looking at the snowflake, right? When we look at the snowflake, we see within the snowflake this perfect sacred geometrical, was the 432 hertz? 432 hertz pattern, you know, when you play a certain frequency, and it can create a pattern, right, a sacred geometrical pattern, even in water. So we have the snowflake. This is in the snowflake. So there's a higher level of this interpretation as well, but as we said, even in the previous audio, this has to do, once he mentions purge me with hyssop, we have a direct reference with the Torah, and with Jah's instructions and his directions. This is why it says that David was a man after Jehovah's own heart, right? His own heart, to show that even what David said heartily, even in his era here, was approvable with the Almighty. Yes, what he did wrong, that was from, as Paul says in Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7, chapter 8, very important studies, even in connection right here. But as Paul says, and I paraphrase, he says with his mind, he will serve the law, the Torah of Jehovah, of the Most High, the Almighty. But with his flesh, right, he speaks about the law of sin, right? So from the lower nature is what led Dawid into this uckery, but then he responded as an example even for I and I from his higher nature, right? So he says, purge me with hyssop. This is what we'll seek to zoom in on right here. Tichat a'ini be'ezo. So ezo is hyssop. And here in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, we have the name Ezbai. And Ezbai, here Hebraically speaking, means shining, beautiful, or hyssop-like, fragrant. But here's the interesting link when we start to look at names in our studies, whether in the Daily Psalms, the Evening Psalms, or even in other areas of reading scripture, we come across a name and we look it up even here in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, another ideal stepping stone for I-9-9-9 studies. We have Ezbai. Who is Ezbai? Who is the person Ezbai? So the two truths? Who was the physical, fire cycle, you know, example of Ezbai, the person or the place or the thing? And the metaphysical. But as we know, metaphysical, the root of metaphysical is the phi cycle. So first thing, the earthly type, the natural type. And if we can understand what is revealed to us by John's Isla Iris spirit and his will, we can overstand that which we cannot see phi cycle. So here, Ezbai was the father of Naarai, who was one of David's warriors. So one of David's warriors, right, his name
basically brought out the sense of hyssop, or fragrant like hyssop, shining and beautiful like hyssop. We have his name Ezbai in 1 Chronicles 11:37. Metaphysically, Ezbai, from Ezob, hyssop, the light of truth. So remember we were saying about when it says whiter than snow, right? The real context of it had nothing to do with, you know, his complexion, because, you know, Dawid's complexion, according to the scripture, was ruddy, you know, reddish brown, right? Or brown with a red tint to it, right? However, what he's speaking about is his soul. It even comes out in the psalm itself. He's speaking about his soul, his inner nature, right? The light of truth is Ezbai. Ezob, hyssop, Ezbai, that which is like hyssop. The light of truth as shining in the individual consciousness, in the indivisible dual consciousness. Graciously, the sense of beautiful, and with fragrance, thus hyssop-like, fragrant, a good smell to it, ever aspiring to higher and better things. Anything good that is connected with the sense of smell. This is what's interesting when you talk about the offering, right? And what kind of offering? A sweet savor, a good savor offering, even the Aishin's offering. Anything good connected with the sense of smelling, it bespeaks of aspiration. And even in the word aspiration is spirit, right? And the idea of breathing and intaking. Even when you breathe in something, you breathe it in, you don't breathe it like your skin, but it goes into the innermost of the inner sense. So here's what David is speaking of, and the comparison of snow within snow and the snowflake is even found that Star of David pattern right there. So just to share this right here, just concerning hyssop. What's the significance of hyssop? Why do you say hyssop? In the audio that we shared prior and previous, we went into the details within the tabernacle type, which would have been known to Dawid. And so therefore David, who was not a priest, so to speak, he is speaking the language that is approvable according to the priest type, according to the holy place type. So that's the idea of the words of I and I mouth, and the meditation, the iditation of I and I heart. Even there, the two truths, that his word that he's speaking and what he is, his feeling, his emotion, his perception within is on the same levels in harmony with his word sound, and then his action afterward also following through and being true. So just to bring out the Azo, the Hissab right here, and to ride up on more. Yes, I rise to far right.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense,
And the fire burning causes that aspiration or that rising up, even of the smoke, you know what I mean? Giving he who be who he be, that sweet smelling, the savor, all that smoke to take away the guiltiness that rests upon I and I consciousness.
Psalm 51.
Mizmor nun alef lam natseach mizmor le David.
בבוא אליו נתן הנביא, כאשר בא אל בת שבע. אל בת שבע, אל בת שבע, אל בת שבע.
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, thy loving kindness, thy loving kindness, thy loving kindness.
Honeni Elohim kechasdecha, 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 kechasdecha.
According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression, my transgression, my transgression, my transgression, my transgression.
Kerov rachamecha mechefesh
Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, my lips.
Adonai Shefatai Tiftah.
And my mouth shall show forth thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise, thy praise.
Ufi Yagit Tehillatecha.
For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar, upon thine altar, upon thine altar, upon thine altar, upon thine altar. Thank you.